Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Harden. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Powell moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Ward reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar takes first base on ball four. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harden moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Haney reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-1 in the game. Harden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Buford steals second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Powell strikes out. McNerney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Powell out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulfari. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Bulfari throws the ball into Robinson, who tags McCraw trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Palfari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Jim Harden. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-2 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May pinch hits for Davey Johnson. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNerney for a passed ball. Buford moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. There goes Buford. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Buford scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave May now playing center field. Don Buford now playing second base. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bradford for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Woody Held now playing left field. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Rickard now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw strikes out. Haney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCraw out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bulfari strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Pretty pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Buford bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Rettenmund moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May bunts towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Rettenmund moves to third. Two outs. Bob Locker now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.